So let's review. The Gemara cites a braisa, Tan Rabban, Hamoyli Chavila Mimakim Lamakim. If a person was transporting his merchandise from a place where the price was cheaper to be sold in the area where the price was more expensive, and Motzi Chaveri Va'amoloi Tenoli Vani Elocha Kederuch Shemal Loch Boisimakim, his friend said, give me your merchandise and I will sell it there for the more expensive price, and in return I will borrow the money and use it until I eventually return it to you. Whether he may do so depends on the following. Bershus Meicher Mutter. If the seller retains all responsibility for the merchandise until it is sold, this is permissible because, as Rashi explains, Ein kan milva ad shetei macher, v'yekir shel baila merishayinim hu. The loan takes effect only after the item is sold, and the benefit to the owner of the higher price of the sale is not ribbis because at that time it still belonged to him. However, bishus lekeach aser. If the borrower accepts all responsibilities until the sale, this is forbidden because mehashtahu milva gabei v'yovli tufaynu midami b'ribisa. The loan takes effect immediately, and the benefit to the owner of the higher price of the sale is ribbis because at that time it belonged to the borrower. Similarly, hamoylich peris mimakim lamakim. If a person was transporting his produce from an area where they are cheaper to an area where they are more expensive, and his friend says, lend me your produce here, and I will repay you with my produce there. Whether he may do so depends on the following. If the borrower has produce there in the expensive area, this is permitted because, as Rashi explains, t'mahashto ukminu birshusei. This is not considered a loan because the borrower's produce is considered to have immediately transferred to the lender's possession. And even though the lender did not perform a valid kinyan, the issur of not lending produce to be paid in produce is merely midrabanan, and therefore in a situation where the borrower has this produce, it was not forbidden. However, if the borrower does not have produce there, this is forbidden because the beschar ham tenasli nasli zeh b'makom ayeker. This was a loan, and the borrower will repay the lender with more expensive produce in return for waiting to get paid. The braisa concludes, however, v'chamorin malim b'makom ayeker g'b'makom azel ve'inu chayshin. The wagon drivers who buy produce in the cheaper areas and sell them in the more expensive areas are permitted to borrow money from the rich people in the expensive area on condition that they pay them back with produce at the low price of the cheaper area, and there's no concern for ribbis that the lender receives the benefit of a cheaper price in return of the loan. And the Gemara offers two explanations. Rapapa explains, Eino cheshin denichiluhu dimagluluhu tara. As Rashi explains, al demo esiv shalzen nikarim seicherim. There's no concern for ribbis because the chamorim receive an additional benefit in that through the rich person's money, the chamorim become known to those in the makom zoil as experienced merchants and are extended credit. Therefore, the chamorim are willing to transport the cheap produce to the lender in return of this benefit alone, even if there was no duration to the loan. Rabbi Davika explains, "Ein chayshin denichluhu demuzlu gabayu." There's no concern for ribbis because the chamorin receive an additional benefit in that the sellers in the makom zol sell them the produce at a much cheaper price, because they know that the chamorin will otherwise suffer a loss by providing the lender with produce at the cheaper price. Therefore, noichlem l'troich l'kabel alei machrayis haderech alkach. As the Gemara explains, the distinction between these explanations is in the case of Tagra Chadita, a first-time chamar. He does get the benefit of the Maglu Luhu Tara, but he does not get the benefit of the Moizli Gabayu, because as Rashi explains, Imaminim Bidvarv Shuhu Neisn B'mkayme B'zal. The people in the Mokim Zil do not believe the chamar that he is selling it there at the cheaper price. The Gemara concludes, however, that this practice is permitted only to the chamarin who deal with Tevua produce, because as Rashi explains, Midi Deshchiyichu De'azli V'asu Kol Shaita. This is an ongoing business, and the chamorim travel regularly and deal with the same sellers. Therefore, they are given these benefits. However, this practice is forbidden to the chamorim who deal with grutois, scrap metal, and other miscellaneous merchandise, because mishem machol le'achshav le'yim kolei l'macher pragmatia shalaka chayim einen lo'keich l'macher. This is not an ongoing business. They deal with different sellers and don't buy the same merchandise regularly. Therefore, they are not given these benefits, and the lender gets the produce at a cheaper price in return for the loan. The Gemara proceeds with a machlokes regarding pardesa, whether one may prepay for wine at a cheaper price while the grapes are growing before they are fully ripened. Rav Aser. Rav holds this is forbidden because kiven delikamei shavya tvei mischazik ki agar notalei. When the buyer receives the wine, it will be more expensive, and he receives this benefit for his prepayment, which is similar to the ribbis paid for a loan. Ushmul Shari, Shmul holds this is permitted because kiven dehavabei tiyuha lemechzi ke'agar notalei. The buyer also risks a possible loss if the grapes or wine become spoiled, and since there was no certain benefit, it does not appear like ribbis for his prepayment. Simin Bachia adds, Umaydi Rav beturi dinafish psidayu. Rav agrees that it's mutter in areas where grapes are harvested with oxen, because the possibility of a loss is greater as the oxen trample upon the grapes. The Gemara proceeds with several possible ribbis situations and the ways to avoid them. Regarding Hanu Dishabshi Shibsha, as Rashi explains, Balibatim Hamalavim Tvu La Risim Lazara, Umashamlem Ligairin Tvu Chadasha. The field owners would lend the sharecroppers grain for planting, and in return they were paid back with grain from the new harvest. This practice is forbidden because it is sa-b'sa. The new produce might be worth more than the old produce, and the lender receives this benefit for the loan. Therefore, Shmuel instructed them as follows. Hafuchu ba'ara ki heichel dekani l'chu gufa de'ara. The owners should assist the arisen in their work, through which they would acquire an additional part of the land, which will justify the additional benefits. Regarding Hanu Dimantri Bagi, those who guard the fields until the crops are cut, as Rashi explains, Beshvil Shemamtinim Scharim Ad Gimar Miruach, Heim Nisim Lechem Matana Yisrael Scharchem. The guards were not paid until after the processing of the grain was complete, and in return they were given a bonus. This practice would be forbidden because the guards receive a benefit for waiting for their wages. Therefore, Rav instructed them as follows, Puk Hafuchi Beveidari, Kehechad Leitishtalim Schiris Ditru Ad Hahi Shaita. The guards should assist the owners in the processing, and since schiris einim shalemis ela b'saif, wages are not due until after the job is complete. This is not waiting for their wages, and vahi shaita azula dekum moiz legabaychu. The extra bonus is merely an increase in the wages. Regarding the yavi zuzi achamar b'tishrei umavchile b'tevis, the rabbanu who prepay wine in Tishrei and later choose superior wine in Tevis, Rav Mibar Nis assumed that this practice is forbidden. Because ihave shaklem tishrei dimahav machametz v'shtakech dimishum dakdimu mois kibel hamoicher achrayis. Had they received their wine at the time of the sale, the wine might have soured. Therefore, the benefit of the seller taking responsibility and guaranteeing them superior wine was in return of the prepayment, which is similar to the ribbis paid for a loan. Rav Ashi justified it and explained that this practice is permitted because mikara dechamara chamara dechala chala. The wine that later spoils was inferior at the time of the sale. And as Rashi explains, V'yayin ha-mekulkul lo'ylokech emenu. Since they did not agree to buy inferior wine, ha-hi shaytuhu dekamivchari. The superior wine that they chose in Tevis is the wine that they bought in Tishrei.